The New Patriotic Party goes on a demonstration today over government's handling of the energy situation. The General Secretary of MPP, Kwabena Jepong, has urged all Ghanaians to join in the demonstration, dubbed Wangbo, to send a message to government that citizens are experiencing economic hardship as a result of the power outages. Meanwhile, the national organizer of the NPP, John Bwedu, says all political parties have been invited to join the NPP in the demonstration. He spoke to George Asekere on Behind the News.
Yes, it's true. Nana is the flag bearer of the party, and if the party is leading the way to help Ghanaians vent their frustration, to point out to government about the difficulties we are going through, there's no way we're going to be left out. He is leading the demonstration, is running mate to be there, the national chairman Paul Afoko, the general secretary myself, and the leadership of the party will be there, the leadership in parliament, Honorable Chairman Sapunso, and the chief whip Gambuch, almost all the leaders we can talk about. All political parties have been invited.
Well, so where are you starting, and which route are you going to use?
This is an MPP term, so people will come from the various constituencies converging at Obrasport at 6 a.m. It is there that the demonstration will start.
Mr. Bwedu said the party is skeptical about the ability of the police to ensure a peaceful demonstration. He noted the party will ensure its own security throughout the event.
My only disappointment is about our police. I think that they've been very unfair to the New Patriotic Party. We sent you, as per the Public Order Act, a notification of our intent to organize the demonstration. Gave you the route and all that. So it is the police commander asked that we should have a discussion getting to the end of the program. We met them on Friday. There was a little disagreement about the route. We asked that they should give us time, that is on Friday, and that I will get back with them. By 1:30, I called the police commander to inform him that even the route that they are insisting on has been agreed by the leadership of the party. So there was nothing at all at stake, nothing at all in dispute. Today we received a letter from the court. I think that they went for F-party injunction or something, but the court, in its wisdom, knowing how well and how late it is, decided not to grant them whatever they looked for, only came back to say that the route must be used. I think that it is unfortunate. State institutions are expected.
But John, if the police went to court to seek an injunction, what reason did they deduce?
They will be in a better position to tell you, because there was nothing in this.
John, how confident are you in their protection tomorrow?
Well, obviously, my confidence in them will come down, but we have no option because they have a duty to do their job as mandated by the Constitution. So be them, but I'm so disappointed, and I think that we should not get that. We as a party on our own have put in place some security measures to smoke out people who, when they were sharing the money among themselves, were not called to be part of it. They only give them crumbs of the money and they want to come and behave. We will deal with them.